Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties in the studio here, so I think that was a minute of dead air. That's great. Anyway, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash, and I'm Will Moustakakis. Today I've got Will Goes to College. That's what I'm calling this episode. It's a play on Milo Goes to College, which is the debut album of Descendants, which are a good band. You should listen to them. The first track we have... Oh, I should explain. It's all the songs about, like, the various aspects of college life, from my perspective, at least. First up, this one goes out to my boy Joe D'Elia, if he's listening. I don't know if he is. He has class in, like, a few minutes. But if he's listening... it goes out to him. Anyway, it's I'm 18 by Alice Cooper. So here we go. That was I'm 18 from Alice Cooper. That was the first song I listened to after I turned 18. So that's a fun fact. Anyway, up next we have Deer in Your Headlights by Blondfire. This came off their 2014 album, Young Heart, but I think one of the members left. I think it was a brother and sister, and I think the brother, who's the drummer, I think, left. I don't know. I should have looked this up. That's what I seem to remember happening. But I'll probably look it up while I'm playing this song. Anyway, here we go. Deer in Your Headlights from Blondfire off their 2014 LP, Young Heart. We'll be right back.
weekend without sleep. Gonna go as hard as we can. I don't wanna be like them. I don't wanna be like you. I'd rather be a monster just a howling at the moon. I don't wanna be like them. I don't wanna be like you. I don't wanna be a downer, just a deer in your headlights. Baby, won't you let me? Baby, won't you let me go? Baby, won't you let me? Baby, won't you let me go? I will not sleep till the records are all broke. I will not sleep till it all goes up in smoke. I will not sleep till every day's a weekend without sleep. Gonna go as fast as we can.
That was Deer in Your Headlights by Bonfire. So that relates to college, you know. I don't want to sleep. I don't get enough sleep. And everyone here wants it to be the weekend all the time. And you know what? For once, I can't really blame them. Weekend's pretty fun. Anyway, up next we have Bikage by Descendants. Bikage being one word. And it is off their album Milo Goes to College. I felt like I should play a song off Milo Goes to College on my episode Will Goes to College. Also, a last note on that Bonfire song. Bonfire did indeed, like, the two members parted ways, but the lead singer still goes by the name Bonfire, and actually she released an EP last year. It was all right. I still like Young Heart better, though. Anyway, moving on. Bikage by Descendants off their 1982? I'm going to say 1982 album, Milo Goes to College. Here we go.
Take
That was Bikage from Descendants. So talking about, you know, drinking and how it's really not good, how it's going to ruin your life. And anyway, not going to get into condemnations. Do what you want. I don't care. It's not my life. But yeah, a lot of people drink every weekend, and that song kind of talks about that. Anyway, up next, The Kids Don't Stand a Chance, because we really don't. College is brutal, and the real world's even worse, so I'm looking forward to that in a few years. Anyway, for now, The Kids Don't Stand a Chance by Vampire Weekend off their self-titled album. That was The Kids Don't Stand a Chance from Vampire Weekend off their self-titled album. Up next, we have This Place is a Prison. Roof hall where I live. Sometimes it feels like a prison. because you just walk down and there's no light, and it's not great, not great. Shout out to Neil, who lives in Watson, that lucky duck. And Joe D'Elia lives in South, but he's not listening anymore because he's class. Anyway, so this place is a prison by the Postal Service off their one and only album, Give Up, which came out in 2003. I really recommend that. If you know Death Cab for Cutie, the Postal Service also has Ben Gibbard. I think I mentioned that the last time I played the Postal Service. I need new commentary because I have too much musical knowledge, and I have to stop talking about it. Anyway, This Place is a Prison by the Postal Service. Here we go. That was This Place is a Prison from the Postal Service. And up next, we have a track from Nirvana. I don't think I've actually played Nirvana yet on this show. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I haven't. Anyway, this is Dumb, but it's not the version. The song is Dumb. That's the name of the song, not the song is Dumb. Anyway, you know what I meant. So Dumb, but not the version off In Utero. It's the MTV Unplugged version. Personally, I think MTV Unplugged is some of Nirvana's, is like probably what I, if I go to listen to Nirvana, I'm either going to listen to probably the back half of Nevermind or the beginning of In Utero or MTV Unplugged in New York. So that's my listening tips for Nirvana. Sometimes I'll listen to Bleach too, but anyway, going to stop talking about that. Going to play the song Dumb by Nirvana.
The sun's gone, the heaven light, the day's done, I'm having fun, I think I'm dumb, maybe just happy, think I'm just happy, think I'm just happy, think I'm just happy.
That was Dumb by Nirvana, their unplugged version. And, you know, sometimes you're in college, you feel a little dumb, you know? You're struggling with a class, or you got a test coming up, and you're trying to cram for the test, like I am right now, because I have a test on Tuesday, and I have a test on Wednesday, and it won't be fun, but I'm going to get through it. And hopefully I'll do well on the test. But anyway, up next, we're going to go with... definitely a change of pace here for Radio Clash. I mean, I've played rap songs before. I played Public Enemy before. Public Enemy are better than NWA, in my opinion. But we're going to be... Oh, sorry, my phone's on. We're going to be playing NWA Express Yourself off their debut album, Straight Outta Compton, 1988. Bring it back. Express Yourself. Great track. I'm rambling. Here we go. Express Yourself, NWA.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Express yourself. expressing with my full capabilities. And now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or cess, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Spread yourself.
Subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend, the records I spin again and again and again. Yeah, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing against it while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes fail to be original, or they kill where the hip hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Some musicians cuss at home, but scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you will hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to
spread yourself.
Is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow. You ain't swift moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind embedded like an embryo or a lesson, all of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic getting physical, doing a job in WA is the lynch mob. It's a macabre, but you know you need this. And the knowledge is growing just like a fetus or a tumor. But here's the rumor, Dre's in the neighborhood and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yell a slam it, cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Your armor be too hyped and need a straitjacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ, on the mic, ask what it's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if I strike, it ain't for your good health, but I won't strike if you just
spread yourself.
That was NWA with Express Yourself. I got a few notes about that song. First off, it has one of my favorite lines in any song, basically. You ain't swift, moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. It's a great line, you know? I don't know. I just like that line a lot. Anyway, secondly, NWA are very clever with this song because they talk about how people are scared to use profanity just to get on the radio, like, and then, so what they did was they made a song, like this song, that doesn't have profanity in it, about people not having profanity in their songs to get on the radio, just so that this song could get played on the radio. I think it's pretty clever. Also, the way this relates is, you know, a lot of people at college are kind of fake, you know, like they don't really express themselves. They just kind of like go along with the crowd. And I don't know. I don't really like that. Anyway, also other things, but that's not for the radio. Anyway, up next we have Wasting My Young Years by London Grammar off their 2013 album. Oh, I thought it was 2014. 2013 album, If You Wait. I don't know. Either 2013 or 2014 album, If You Wait. They're coming out with a new album soon. I'm pretty excited because I enjoy London Grammar, and I would be very interested in their new album. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking now and give you Wasting My Young Years. Technical difficulties again. I brought down the audio and then I forgot to turn it back up. Anyway, here we go. Now we're going to play Wasting My Young Years by London Grammar. That was London Grammar with Wasting My Young Years. Sometimes, you know, it really feels like I am wasting my young years. You know, Like, what could I be doing if I wasn't in college? Who knows? Who knows? And even if I wasn't in college, would I be wasting my young years then? What's the proper way to spend your young years? I don't know, but I do know that I wanted to change the world, and that's the theme of the next song. I wanted to change the world, but the world changed me, by Pop Etc., off their album Souvenir. So here we go with I wanted to change the world, but the world changed me. That was I Wanted to Change the World, But the World Changed Me by Pop Etc. And I know that's a little more sugary than a lot of the music I play. But I don't know. I kind of like Pop Etc. If I had to choose like a guilty pleasure band, I guess that'd be it. Because like, I don't know, they're really, really poppy. Like, it's so sugary that it almost gives me a cavity, you know? Like, so sugary, but I still like it. I don't know. Anyway, up next we have a classic from Dire Straits called Sultans of Swing. I'll explain why I put this on the playlist at the end, but here we go. Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing.
Shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south, way on down south, London town. Check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't wanna make it cry or sing. Gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the honky-tonk like anything. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. Platform soul. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole. Thank you.
are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
That was Sultans of Swing from Dire Straits, and I included that track on the playlist today basically because I feel like in college a lot of people seem to like very similar music, and personally, I don't like a lot of that music. Like I'm fine with like rap music. I like a lot of rap music, but I don't like Migos and I don't even know, Ugly God or whatever. I don't like all those types of rap music. They're just not very good, in my opinion. They're not creative. They're not fun. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Anyway, and Sultans of Swing talks about how people don't really like good music anymore. Or not like good music, but like music that's well-performed. Anyway. I'm not judging your music tastes. You can listen to whatever you want. That's fine by me. Anyway, up next we have I'm Not Part of Me by Cloud Nothings off their 2014 album, Here and Nowhere Else. I'm getting a phone call. I don't know if I should pick it up. I'm going to pick it up. Hello? Oh, wait. How do I pick it up? Hello? Neil, is this you, Neil? How do I put it on the, I don't know, the phone? What? Oh, yeah, okay, wait. Oh. Okay, I think it's on, maybe? Who knows? Okay, why are you calling me, Neil? What? No, Migos are buns, Neil. Neil, I can't do this. Neil, I can't do this with you right now. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't let you defend your buns rap music. I'm gonna hang up on... Neil. I'm gonna hang up on you now. Okay? I'll see you later. Bye. I'm sorry, Neil. I'm sorry. You can't speak to the people. You can speak to them on your show, Neil. Okay, you do that. Sorry about that. My friend Neil called, trying to defend the honor of Migos, the rap group who produced such hits as Bad and Bougie, a song which I utterly despise. Anyway, up next, I'm Not Part of Me by Cloud Nothings off their 2014 LP, Here and Nowhere Else.
Right now.
I'm not telling you all I'm going through.
That was Cloud Nothings with I'm Not Part of Me. You know, sometimes you just don't want to tell other people what's going on, and that's okay. Anyway, Cloud Nothings are a great band. They're one of my favorite bands. I think if you haven't listened to them before, you really need to check them out. They're really good. Although, I don't know. They put out a new album January 20-something, and this year, Life Without Sound. It was pretty good. I only listened to it a few times through, but it has some very good tracks on it. I still think I like their 2012 album, Attack on Memory, better, though. So if you're just getting into Japandroids, actually, that's probably not the best album to get into Japandroids on. Some of that stuff is pretty pretty heavy. Like, the first two tracks are just, like, real out there, lo-fi stuff. Anyway, up next we have the last track of the day. It's from The Clash off their amazing, amazing album, London Calling. I've talked about London Calling before. I'm going to talk about it again. It's just that good. If you haven't heard it before, do yourself a favor. Set yourself... How long is London? It's 2 hours. No, it's not 2 hours. I'm thinking of Sandinista. Sandinista is 2 hours. London Calling, it'll take you maybe, I don't know, an hour to get through. Not even. Actually, I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. It's got like 14 tracks, I think. Anyway, London Calling is a great album. I'm Not Down is one of my favorite songs by The Clash. And so here we go. I'm Not Down. And that was my last track of the day. I just have one thing to say, is that I have to correct my egregious mistake. I said there were 14 tracks on London Calling. I was forgetting many a good track. There are 19 tracks on London Calling. Interesting fact, there were originally supposed to be 18 tracks, and then they were going to release Train in Vain, which is the final track, as a promotional single or something. But at the last minute, that deal fell through, so they just put it on the track. It's not even listed on the back of the original LP. My mom has that LP. She wrote it on the back there. She wrote it in pen. Train in Vain, Stand By Me. Anyway, I'm going to end the show here. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Radio Clash. I still am Will Moustakakis. Join me next week. I'm not sure what my show will be, but I'm sure I'll think of something. I hope you enjoyed this week. I really couldn't think of a theme, so I came up with this because I was listening to Milo Goes to College. I'm like, oh, what if I went to college? Oh, wait, I do go to college. Do I, though? Anyway, yeah, so that's the end of my show. I went a bit over because Peter went over, but more or less, if Peter hadn't gone over, I would only have gone over by like 2 minutes, so that's not that bad. Anyway, I'll see you next week. Hope you enjoyed. Bye.